Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, we're honoring the Carpenters all of this week because Karen Carpenter, believe it or not, would have been 72 in the month of March. Pure, wonderful, beautiful boys. Okay, Steve, the way we do this is easy for me. My guests in this hour are all named Steve. I can't make many mistakes. We have to name the tune. Play it on the radio. No.
How I wondered where they'd gone.
You can cheat or help me.
Oh. I am not familiar with this song.
Here it comes.
All the songs I love so well.
Every sha-la-la-la.
Every sha-la-la-la.
Oh, I wasn't close at all.
But you got the main lyrics.
I know all the words.
That's great.
What's the name of it, Nigel? Yesterday Once More.
See, that doesn't follow the traditional pattern. When you get the main chorus, that usually is a song name.
She's not singing that. She's not singing. Good. That's one for Nigel. Thanks, dear. So pretty. We miss you, Karen Carpenter. Okay, Joey pals. I like doing this because I love hockey so. We have the president of the Oakview Group. And what's your title with the Coachella Valley Firebirds?
Yeah, so I'm the president of the Coachella Valley Firebirds.
Oh, okay.
I'm part of the Oakview Group, and I'm working to help bring the Acrisure Arena and the Firebirds professional hockey team here to Coachella Valley.
Teach me to say the name of the arena.
Acrisure.
Acrisure.
Yeah.
What is that a mixture of?
Well, I mean, they're an insurance company that's based out of Michigan.
Okay.
But they have a huge part of their business out here in Southern California. And so
Acrisure.
To be able to connect and move their brand into the next level, they felt it was very important to connect with the community and be able to gain that notoriety by being on a building, which
of
is
course.
Tremendous. So,
where'd you come to us from?
I'm originally from South Bend, Indiana, and born and raised there, and then moved around the country a little bit as I was working through my professional career and everything.
What was your professional career?
Oh, well, it's working in pro sports, working for hockey teams. I started off at the South Carolina Stingrays in Charleston, South Carolina, and then hopped off, did a stint in law school and some of that.
Yes.
And then I moved over to having the opportunity when they expanded the American Hockey League into the West. And that was in 2014, 2015. And the first season for the Western Pacific Division was in 15-16, and I was working for the Ontario Reign, which is the AHL affiliate of the LA Kings.
Love the Kings. The
Kings are fantastic.
Who was the philatelist who owned the Kings? I can't remember his name.
Phil Anschutz?
No.
No.
After Jerry. Oh, I'll think of it and call you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Fantastic.
He was a stamp collector.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I can still see his face. Oh, man. Hockey. You had to have played.
Well, I've been playing since I was 4. My parents took me to it was an old warehouse that they converted into a rink and in northern Indiana there. And, I've been playing the game. I really enjoy it. Continue to play.
What position did you skate?
Defenseman. Yep.
You like to check people.
I did like the physical aspect of the game and really enjoyed that position a lot.
When Trevor was skating over at the Western Ice Rink, over in the Palos Verdes area in high school, I guess. And he was a goalie, and they won the state championship. That was so funny. The state championship was won by kids from Southern California in the sun. You know, everybody kidded about that. But I'll never forget, girls had just started playing hockey, or maybe they don't now. But Trevor came out of the net and checked this opposing player, just leveled the player. It was a girl.
Oh, goodness.
And they never let him live it down for years. Do girls play hockey?
Absolutely. You've seen the sport growing in so many ways. And so you have, women in the Olympics and those things.
Yes.
You've got the various collegiate level. The women's hockey is extremely big. And in the youth sports and everything, it's just tremendous to see how, for example, the Seattle Kraken, they have 3 sheets of ice up there, the Kraken Community Ice.
Tell Box. Everybody what that means.
What 3 sheets of ice are? So, traditionally, a sheet of ice is basically one spot or 200 by 85 foot section, and that's the playing surface that everyone's going to be able to go out and play the game on. So, to have one sheet of ice, I think there was it wasn't a full sheet of ice in Cathedral City most recently. And so that, having that full sheet of ice, you can play, games on there and everything, but you also have the ability to, develop the youth, and you have figure skating and all these different things. And so up in Seattle, there's 3 sheets of this ice. They have 3 different rinks that people can, play at and learn to skate. Anyways, I was on a call recently, and they've had such a tremendous outpouring of support and interest from the community in the youth programming that has also translated into the need to be able to create a separate, women's or girls hockey just for that, population and everything, which is fantastic.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. So it's great to have co-ed and to have everyone integrated and like your son experienced and everything. It's fantastic.
And my grandson. And here's what's funny. My grandson, Trent, we did all those teas. My kids are Trevor, Tammy, Tyler. Trevor's son, Trent, skates for a hockey team in Denver called the Raiders.
Oh, my goodness.
My life is complete. I mean, moms out there, grandmoms out there, I had to learn to tie skates, and you broke your fingernails, and then you learned about those hooks and all those things. I think I put his pads on the wrong way one time, but it's a wonderful sport. What are your hopes and plans for hockey and the arena here?
So we're really excited about what we're able to bring here to Coachella Valley. And it's not just, Palm Desert or at the time when it was coming in Palm Springs, right? This is central to the valley, and our hopes are to be able to provide exceptional entertainment for everybody in Coachella, in the valley. So all the way from Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indio, all the different places, all the way out to Coachella. And we're centrally located, and we're really proud of that fact. And it's our goal to continue spreading the game through various initiatives like street hockey and those things right now, because we don't have the ice up yet. But once the ice is ready, and we're so fortunate because we have Acrisure Arena, It's right off the 10. And then as you are adjacent to that facility, you have, which is very unique for American Hockey League teams, you have that full sheet of community ice that we're going to be able to have. So programming and having people. So any of your listeners, anybody out there, if you're interested in just being able to come out and understand or to experience what skating is, right? We're going to have public sessions available. Kids that are interested in learning about the game.
And you'll be able to rent skates there, I'm guessing.
You'll be able to rent skates there. And we'll have learn to skate programming. We'll have learn to play programming. So people, as it's a progression, right? You strap on some skates, you go out there, you don't have to worry about, you know, making the massive investment of all the equipment, those things. And then if you're, you know, finding the joy out of skating, then you can go to the next level and go into some of our learn to play programs that we'll be having.
We're going to develop leagues for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And that's the next phase is, yes, once you're like, okay, I feel like I can play and I want to play the game now, right? I understand how to hold a stick. I understand how to skate. I'm learning those skills. Now I really want to be involved in actually playing a game or being like, hopefully they're going to emulate some of, you know, the people with the Firebirds and the players with the Firebirds and want to do that themselves. So they'll be interested in playing a game. That's where the youth leagues come in and the recreation leagues come in, the adult skating, you know, the adult hockey for men's and women. So it'll be a process, but I think that, you know, because we have a full sheet of ice, it's the only opportunity to go skating here in the entire valley. I think that with the population and the interest level that we're seeing, it's going to quickly catch fire.
Get it, Firebirds. Yeah. Get it. You know, though, so many of our residents are snowbirds. I mean, I lived in Chicago and Detroit and Montana. I mean, people have a knowledge of hockey. And if you read the studies, Steve Kelly, our sports reporter for the Joey English Show, has always told me the studies say women love hockey as a spectator sport. They like the checking and the physicality of it. Interesting, huh?
Well, I think what's, you know, great is that anybody that I've talked to, you know, those that have had the fortunate to be able to play or those that have been fortunate to be able to be part of things, I think that, you know, if you had the ability to sit in the arena and watch a game, it's totally different than experiencing it on TV.
Oh, yes.
And so to be at the games. And so I trust in that, you know, the women will find that very interesting, fun, and enjoyable.
And you have to start taking your kids to the hockey rink. And the younger they are, the earlier you get up.
Yep. That's
remember,
true. That's
remember true. All of that.
Yes, the ice times. And that's really true when you get into, like, the figure skating. Yes. And so we'll have some
figure
skating.
Oh, I forgot about figure skating. Yeah. For the girls, too. Oh, that's wonderful. Can we get tickets yet, or what can we do now?
Yeah, so right now, you know, we have various seating availability as opportunities. Currently, right now, we're working through our premium seating. And so, you know, the premium level seating is on sale right now, and people are able to schedule appointments with our sales reps to go through our preview center. And then in the middle of April, we are looking to be able to have our hockey-only seats available. So people that are just predominantly interested in hockey only, then they, you know, will be contacting the lead lists and the people that have put deposits down already. And if you haven't put a deposit down, I would encourage you to do so. Best way to do that is go to cvfirebirds.com.
cvfirebirds.com, Joey Pals. This will all be up on my website.
And it's so amazing because you're able to, you know, put your deposit down, and then our reps will talk you through, and we will find the best seat that is best for you. And we have such a wide variety of options that are going to be available. But the, you know, the premium seating, it's going very fast, and we're excited to move, yes, into the next phase with regards to our hockey onlys and everything. So.
How about the merchandise? Is it out there yet?
Yeah, so we launched our brand on November 5th. That same day, we had our e-commerce site up and running, and so our website was ready to roll. And 2 weeks later, we had a retail store that opened on El Paseo. So right now, if you are on El Paseo Drive or go over there at any point, you can go and check out the Firebird store, and you can get some merch and support the team and those things.
Oh,
but if you can't,
wonderful,
head on the website, and you can get the same materials online.
How wonderful. See, this is going to take off like crazy. Now, will we be able to sit on the ice in July and August?
I'm sure a lot of people will want to, and I think that the community center is going to be a huge
I think
hit,
so too.
Is just a great reprieve to be able to come out there and, you know, hang out and get that kind of free air conditioning, if you will. But no, we're very excited about how, you know, both of these facilities are going to be year round. The arena is going to be having the concerts and all the various family shows, and that's a year round opportunity. So we're here to cater for to the Valley year round, and we're here to, you know, to stay and to be able to create great entertainment for everybody here.
That's wonderful. I'm so excited, but hockey's been in my blood. Albeit my son, Trevor, we were living in Chicago. I was singing at Mr. Kelly's, and he watched a Blackhawk. The Blackhawk game.
Chicago Blackhawks, yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten, kind of. And he said, "Mommy, I want to do that." And the rest is, you know, a lifetime of history for him in hockey and his family. And all of us, we have loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This will be CV Firebird segment every month this Tuesday. So make sure we have all the information we should have, concerts and sales and everything that we can get and do and participate and be supportive. Thank you for believing in the Coachella Valley.
Oh, absolutely. And we thank you guys for believing in us. And we love to bring any new information as we have it each month.
Thank you. Our special guest, Joey Pals, another Steve. Let's see. I started to say Steve Kelly. Steve Frazier. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.